This past week, after nearly four decades, the armed Basque separatist group ETA declared a permanent ceasefire. ETA has killed more than 800 people, judges, journalists, politicians, and policemen, in its violent quest for Basque independence from Spain. Many relatives of the victims are still wary of ETA, but at least one is hopeful that this is the beginning of the end of the painful era. Jerome Sokolovsky visited her in the Basque city of Bilbao and sent us her story.
Mi nombre es Rosa Rodero. Soy la viuda de Joseba Goicoechea.
My name is Rosa Rodero. I'm the widow of Joseba Goicoechea, who Eta killed in 1993.
Rosa Rodero sits on a white sofa in her loft apartment in downtown Bilbao. On the wall is a rendition of Picasso's Guernica. There's the traditional Basque flag on the mantelpiece, and there are photos everywhere of her late husband, Joseba Goicoechea, their two daughters and son. While he was still alive, Goicoechea used to sing to Rosa. Her smoker's voice softens as she remembers one of his favorites, a Spanish bolero.
Reloj, no marques las horas, porque voy a enloquecer.
No me acuerdo ya casi ni de la...
She laughs that she can't remember the rest of the bolero. But it brings back memories of another song. It's a Basque melody that her husband's friends sang at his funeral 13 years ago. She struggles again to recall the lyrics, but can remember only the gist.
It's about a Basque warrior who falls wounded and he has a rose in his chest, which is the blood from the bullet.
Joseba Goicoechea always fought for his homeland. As a youth during the Franco dictatorship, he went underground and joined the Basque resistance. But the resistance split in the 70s after Franco died and the Basque region was given a measure of self-rule within a democratic Spain. Those who were wedded to armed struggle joined ETA. The so-called Basque nationalists decided to strive for self-determination within the Spanish system.
He stayed with the nationalists. He didn't go with ETA. He fought in another way. Killing for him was pointless. He thought it was possible to fight without killing people.
So Goicoechea helped found the autonomous Basque police force known as the Ertzaintza. He took charge of the crackdown on ETA. That enraged ETA leaders. Some of them knew him from the days of the dictatorship when they were in jail together.
They had been friends. They knew him very well. What happened was some had chosen one path and he chose another.
To ETA, Goicoechea was now a traitor. His wife says she wasn't surprised when police raided an ETA hideout and found his name as number one on a list of prospective targets. Then, in 1992, a Basque police unit killed an ETA member in an operation to liberate a Basque businessman who was being held for ransom.
And of course, he commanded that unit. He was in charge of everything that happened, and they blamed him for the death.
On November 22, 1993, Joseba Goicoechea was driving in a car with his teenage son when an ETA gunman opened fire on him. He died in hospital 4 days later. The ceasefire ETA announced this week is not the group's first. The main association of terrorist victims has called it another bluff. The association insists ETA must disband and its members turn themselves in. But Rosa Rodero says that when she read ETA's communique, she jumped for joy.
When my husband died, I said to myself, if this is ETA's last victim, I will feel that it wasn't in vain, because at least he will have died for something he believed in. So I've spent 13 years waiting for this.
Now, she says, her children and grandchildren can inherit the Basque country as she says it used to be, a beautiful place with friendly people, a land free of terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky.